States are banding together in anticipation of the next phase of America's experience with the coronavirus. There are three coalitions of states, one on the West Coast, one in the Northeast, one in the Midwest, communicating and coordinating their response to the crisis. We're joined now by Mike DeWine, the governor of Ohio, who is a Republican governor. Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
You are coordinating with Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota to try and find a path to reopen commerce and education. Is that the kind of coordination in a crisis, the reason why we have a federal government?
Well, I think one of the great things we have in this country is because we have 50 states, we have 50 laboratories of democracy, as people have said, and frankly, I confer with governors, other governors all the time with similar problems, particularly those in our region. I have a weekly call with the governor of Kentucky and Indiana, Holcomb and Beshear, and, certainly talk to a lot of other governors. So I think it's something that is just naturally occurs. And during this coronavirus, it's something that, it's even more urgent that we do that and share these ideas.
As I don't have to tell you, there were anti-stay-at-home protests right there in Columbus this week. And I have to ask you, Governor DeWine, when President Trump calls on people in Michigan, Minnesota, and Virginia, those are states with Democratic governors, to, quote, liberate themselves from lockdown, is that a call for insurrection?
No, I don't think so. We have
What else does liberate
mean? Well, people have every right to demonstrate. This is what I've said to people who were protesting against me, people who were very upset with me. I said, look, this is the First Amendment. They have a right to speak out. They have a right to demonstrate. It is what it is. My job is to, look at what is in the best interest of Ohioans. We were very early in taking some very dramatic steps to protect Ohioans, and I'm going to continue to do that. But at the same time, I understand the demonstrators. They want to get the economy moving again. No one is more anxious to do that than I am. So I understand where they're coming from, but we also have to do it in a rational way. We have to do it in a phased way that protects human life and protects our medical institutions from being totally overrun. So this is a nuanced balance of things that, we're trying to do here.
Well, but I've got to press you a bit on this because the president also tweeted, liberate Virginia, save your great Second Amendment. It is under siege. And he followed that up from the White House podium. Is that a call for armed insurrection?
No, I don't think that's a call for anything. It's other than the president is tweeting what he wants to tweet. But I'm sure there were many people who in Ohio were saying, go demonstrate against DeWine, et cetera. The First Amendment is what it is, and we respect the First Amendment. It's the same reason in Ohio we did not.
But is that leadership, Governor? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, but what kind of leadership is that to bring the Second Amendment into coronavirus?
Let me be real candid. If we spend all our time trying to fight this in a political sense, and people who aren't happy with the president, we spend a whole bunch of time talking about some confrontation. Look, the White House, what people don't see and don't hear is the vice president, for example, is on the phone with governors usually twice a week. Sometimes the president is on. Democrat and Republican governors, very open, very candid conversation going back and forth. And so, I think when we're dealing with the coronavirus and we're trying to save lives, we're trying to get our economy moving again, to fixate on two or three tweets by the president of the United States doesn't make any sense to me, Frank, quite candidly.
Well, Governor, thank you for all your time spending it with us this morning. Mike DeWine is the governor of Ohio. Thank you very much for being with us, sir.
Thank you.